Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I'm coming to you with another episode. I know I said that really slow, guys. It's late, and I was like, I really need to get this off my chest. So, a lot of my podcast so far has been surrounded with a lot of talk about visions and about my son. Yep, my life is just that boring. No, I kid. But one of the things that I've been dealing with here lately is with my oldest son, who now is a professional baseball player. But it's not so much the fact that what he's doing is what he's doing. It's the money. I have no idea why people feel that they can talk to you about money, or they know what's best for you and your money. And I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. My parents struggled a bit, and my grandparents actually were better off than my parents. And then my husband and I have struggled the entire time we've been married. And it was just, I was going to say it's just because of baseball, but it really wasn't. Poor management of funds and just truly living beyond your means were the primary causes of our struggle. Part of living beyond our means does include our kids' activities. But we looked at some of the things that we did for them as investments. And for our oldest son, the investment paid off. But as he has entered into his career of choice, the battle of how to manage his money has taken a whole, full force wrecking ball to the relationship between my husband and I. And then other people are wanting to offer and lend their advice. Most of it unsolicited. The first thing that we dealt with was when he was drafted, his bonus is public knowledge. And I'm aware of it, but I did not broadcast that part. I just said, you know, he's been drafted. Let's celebrate that part. However, unlike how I normally get down, I didn't disclose that amount, but my husband did.
He disclosed that information to his family and friends, and they start to formulate opinions. Now, I've already done a podcast, or at least I posted on Facebook and Instagram, on my take on my son's decision. Yeah, it wasn't the amount that we had hoped for. It wasn't the amount that we would have really, really graciously prayed for him to have received. It was not even the amount that he and I and his dad have sat down and said, okay, this is the end all be all amount. But it was his decision to fulfill his dream, and I had already told him from the beginning that this would be something that I would not interfere with. Like, if you want to go, that's your decision, your first adult decision, period. But as a 17-year-old teenager coming into this type of money overnight, literally, he's going to need people who can guide him. And there's nothing like someone who will help guide you, who you're comfortable with. And so his parents were the people who were going to guide him. Now, my grandmother has done taxes here for a number of years. So I went to her because I needed information on taxation. Like, okay, how hard is he going to be hit? What percentage are we looking at the taxes being in? Is there any way to not necessarily avoid taxation, but to lessen the pain that it would create, so to speak? And I found out a wealth of information because I asked for information and I was given that information. However, since information and talk continues to go. At first, it was a problem with me not allowing him. And it's not so much not allowing him, but it really is him direct access to all of his money in general. We're talking about a 17-year-old kid who has never worked a day in his life. Instantly having money. More money than he can imagine. And mama didn't raise no fool for me. I'm like, I'm not giving him access to that so he can go and decide that he's going to just buy up everything. I'm going to protect his wealth. I'm going to protect his future. I'm going to protect my son, period. And this is not a plug for Cash App. I know people have had issues with Cash App, but I have a Cash App account and I have a Cash App card. So when he had to leave from home and we had not gotten a moment, because everything happened so fast, we had not gotten a moment to actually get him set up with his debit card. I just gave him my Cash App card and it has been a jewel. When he gets his monthly paychecks, his bi-monthly paychecks, I put that money on his account. I actually break it up into particular amounts. And I put it on the Cash App card. And he has access to money. He's not broke. He has someone who is watching his bottom dollar, who is working with a financial planner, because I hear you guys perk up. And, you know, so forth and so on. But every now and again, people want to offer their advice or opinions on how I should not be and we should not do and we should do this and we should do that. And it's crazy how when things change in people's lives, people appear or disappear. people who had not been a vital part of my son's life are now showing up. People who he's never met before are showing up because they know mom and dad, or in some cases, grandmothers and great-grandmothers. And they all want to offer their advice in some form or fashion, especially when it comes to the money. And it's disheartening in some points. But as a parent, people who are offering this advice should really take a couple of steps back and say, if this had been my child, how would I have approached it? It's not an easy thing. People think that it's a glorified world that we live in because, oh, you guys are, you're like a momager now. Hell yeah. I am definitely a momager. I look out for everything when it comes to my son. I want to protect what I can as much as I can, as often as I can. That's just a motherly instinct that we have. For the most people who are mothers, I will say that. But we should tread lightly when we're talking about other people's money. I hate to be cliche-ish, but yeah, money is the root to all evil in some form or fashion because it brings out the best and the worst in people. People come out the woodworks and they're like, you know, I bought him his first baseball when we found out she was pregnant, or, you know, I coached him, blah, 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 I had a pivotal. This is all just random stuff. This is not very true. We have not had these people. I'm just saying how people come out. You hear the stories about people who hit the lottery and then 100 million cousins appear. And the person who loaned you $1 15 years ago is saying, well, how do I know that's not the dollar that I gave you that actually supplied you with the ticket that won? I mean, just absurd types of stuff happens when money is involved. So the other night, I had the privilege of sitting in on what I know now, very long, but informative, but very long sales pitch. And it was one of my friends from high school, and he was talking to us about the coaching services that he offers and people who he's worked with. And essentially, he's put together a product that he's trying to sell. So it was a promotional or marketing Zoom presentation. And it was awesome. I mean, like, it was awesome. It was filled with information. And I took away from it, like, some things that when I do get to a point, I'm like, okay, I could really do this. And one of the questions that he posed in his presentation was, what is your dream worth? And when I restructured that, and not really restructured it, but when I applied that rather to my son, did the money that he was offered, was it worth his dream? It absolutely was not. But most people stop just there at what monetary things were offered. When you think big picture, you think about all the other opportunities. We kept hearing this magical 25%. It was either 20-25% of people who are drafted the first time around get drafted for a second time. For someone who's a gambler, well, not even someone who's a gambler, Anyone in particular who's looking at, like, okay, so I have a 25% chance of winning in another year. I don't know that. That's a very low probability for me. But to be offered the opportunity to have money right here, right now, plus school money, and the opportunity to just start on your dream, receive the training that you need to at the next level, it's priceless. And so at the end of the presentation that my friend was hosting, he talks about how all the individual, the itemized price of each item was, and it, what it equaled up to, it was like over $4,000. And it's like, you know, I'm going to give it to you for, and he quotes an absurdly small amount. And I'm like, oh. And I'm in a phase of my life where I'm willing to pay for the things that I need to help me get to the next level. And I said, okay, I might be willing to do that. Okay, this is definitely something I want to look into. So the money part of it does matter. However, it's not necessarily the entire picture. There are other aspects like, okay, will what's being offered to me come with additional benefits? And I can definitely attest to this as my mom is a nurse who has made a employment change recently, and she actually said she took a pay cut, but she gained more. She was able to take less money home, but she got better benefits, such as health care and whatnot. Paid leave was significantly more, and the opportunity to advance was even more present here than her previous employer. And that's huge. It's not a guarantee that she may move up, but the fact that there is a possibility is exceptional. Because there are some places you have glass ceilings. You're watching other people move up, and you hit that glass ceiling, and it's just as see-through, but it's not tangible. What they are touching is not tangible for you. So when you talk about money and the advice and everything, it's hard to figure out who you need to listen to, who is savvy enough that you should really, really, really take what they are saying into consideration. It's hard to put a dollar amount on your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. It's hard to just say, okay, money is money. You know, I can make that up later. If you really don't know how you're gonna make it up later, if you really can't trust the people who you're around, if the person who's trying to lend you this advice, are not good with money themselves, it's just, you know, one of those things that's really hard to deal with. And I'm trying my best to educate my son. I have most of his life talked about money, but he's never had the opportunity to work. So it's a little bit harder to explain. Like, you can't eat out every single day off of what you're making. You know? It's also hard to tell him who and he should and should not trust with his money. Because for nearly 18 years, he's trusted his parents because they're the ones who had money. Or they're the ones who had money that he used. Well, I'll say it that way. Yeah, that sounds a little bit better. But all in all, it's just the unsolicited advice that comes with the changes in your life, especially when money is involved. Is it warranted? They may have some great intentions. There has been times where I've seen people solicit their advice for ill will. They just want in on this. In my son's case, there's been a couple of people who have made comments that if the shoe was on the other foot, it would have been extremely hard for them to make the decision that my very mature-minded 17-year-old made. I respect your advice, but I would kindly decline to use it. I think I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. That doesn't go just for advice on money. That goes for life advice. People just think they're supposed to randomly tell you stuff about your life. But anyway, guys, it's just sort of bothered me today to think about all the people who had something to say, and most of it was pretty negative about the monetary aspect of my son's life. It's sad to see that someone's future, he's able to live out loud, and then other people are ridiculing him for living his life out loud because he wasn't offered as much money as they would think that he should be. Is money really that important when it comes to life decisions? I have a girlfriend of mine who has walked away from jobs that offered her six figures because she just needed peace of mind. And some people say, oh my God, you have some crazy friends. Why would she ever? But until you've had peace of mind, you'll never understand. And some of you have never been good with money, so none of this even matters. You're just happy to have some money. And some of us have money hand over fist and can totally relate to what I'm saying. But I think all in all, the best advice that I can give and lend you and even give to myself is when it comes to money, be silent. Not everybody can be up in your business if you have not shared that info. So going back to the beginning of the story, had Mr. not disclosed all that information to anyone in particular and got conversations started. A lot of the conversations that are still going even to this day with the bandwagoners and those who have actually been extremely supportive since day one of my son's journey, when he was a scrawny 5-year-old boy. None of it would have mattered. None of this would have even taken place. Yeah, it's public record, but how many of them would have really fished to find out what they offered my son? But since they know now, they got so much to say. The irony. So guys, keep your movements sloth-like, so that people can't pick up on what you're trying to put down, Olingo. And when it comes to money, be hush hush. If you don't talk about it, nobody else can lend their advice to you. No one can try to tell you what you need to do. No one can ask you for some of your money. And when you want to disclose, disclose it. But just know that if you do disclose it, it's going to come with some repercussions. It's going to come with people wanting to constantly provide advice to you, even when you don't want it. So much more in life is like that. But I digress. And I'll save that for a different episode later on. Well, guys, that's all I have for you today. And until next time, this is your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. Please keep in touch with me on social media outlets that I'm on, which includes IG. And I'm there as Just Call Me J. Nicole. And that's JustCallMe, the letter J. NICOLE. And I'm on Twitter at the number 2 will confirm. And again, that's 2 will confirm. And as always, you can email me any questions, concerns, even if you would like to be on the show and talk to me one on one, by emailing me at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com. And so until next time, guys, be blessed, and I am out.